tape recorder.
Hey, where is he? Hi, Aaron, the tape recorder. Hope he listens good today. He listens. Hallelujah. God moves in your life every single day. Everything that you do that you enjoy for that week is a blessing. Amen. It's a testimony to God. If you woke up and you had a wonderful breakfast, that's a testimony to God. If you look at the blue sky, it's a testimony to God. These are things that you got to see. God's hand in everything. How many times in my life have I said that this is the time of year where God says, how do you like me now? We have done nothing to the mountains. Nobody's been in the mountains. Nobody's touched any of the grass and the trees. But in just a very few short weeks and days, there's going to be color brilliant up there. There's going to be reds and yellows and gold. And things are going to be beautiful. He's painting you a picture for the fall. Amen? Amen. When you look at that, you say, thank you, Lord. That's a testimony to God. When you see God saying, how do you like me now? How do you like these colors? Aren't they magnificent? I did it for you. You didn't do it. We didn't make those trees. We didn't water the trees. We didn't water the ground. He did that, and he did it for you. Amen? That's your God. That's why you come to church, to know him. Amen? You and him. Hallelujah. Let's pray together this morning. Let's pray that you see God in your life. Lord, we pray that we see more, that we feel you more. We pray, Lord, that you help us remove the things that keep us from your blessings. That's just your prayer today. Lord, remove those things in my life that keep me from receiving your blessings. That's the prayer that will change your life forever. Lord, let me see the things that you do. Let me open my eyes and let me see you in everything, Lord. You in everything. The beautiful colors of the fall. The smiles on somebody's face, Lord. The joy of a child's face, Lord. Let me see that and know that you're involved in that, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just want to see so much good. We want to see you, Lord. We want to remember the beautiful things you've done in our lives, Lord, so that we can hold on to them knowing that you're going to continue to give us those things, Lord. When we talk about you, our heart feels good. When we share words about you, our heart feels good. We want more of that, Lord. What this really means, we need more of you. Remove those things in this world that keep us from receiving the blessings that you want to give to us. You are a loving Father who only wants to share the loving things with us. And as we see the things that you do, Lord, we thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you. You're the Father who can't give enough because your child sustains you. We love you, Lord. We just want to know more. We want to have our faith in you. We want to grow, we want to get closer to you. So I send this song, just as close to the Lord. Remove the doubts, remove the doubts, remove the worry. God bless you, God. Help us, Lord. This song, I just want to know more of you. So I came here. We don't want to leave this building and forget what was said. We don't want to leave this building and continue with the life, Lord, that wasn't being blessed. We want that blessing. We want you. Thank you, Lord. Fill our land. Fill our people. Draw our to you, Lord. That will change the world. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I got two people said to me, and you know what I said? Well, just two. I think it's exciting. that people are now saying to me, could you tell me where you're reading from? Because we want to read it maybe now, or read it when we get home. Because like Dave and I were saying, if you read it now, you may be behind what I'm talking about, and you might miss what we're saying. But, so, from the book of James. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, verse 21, I'm starting with. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Receive with meekness, with open yourself. Just be that humble person. Just be humble and receive it. Just accept it. Say, Lord, I accept it. I accept it, Lord. With the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Listen now. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. There's no change, amen? He sees himself, looks at himself, turns around and walks away, and there's no change. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, listens to the rebate. This one will be blessed in what he does. How many want to be blessed in what he does? How many? Be doers and not hearers. Just hearing the word on Sunday, going to church every Sunday of your life, and hearing the, whatever the singing, the songs, and then leaving it, forgetting what was said. Forgetting that it's supposed to change your life for the better, amen? We want it to change for the better, amen? That's why we came here. You want to be doers of the word. Thank you, church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Doers of the word. Hearing the word of God. We get people in our, people that we put in place that are making laws for us, amen? I'm not getting political, just stay with me, you'll understand what I'm trying to say. And they're saying what's best for us. They want what's best for us. That's their job. They've gone there to decide that. And you got people over here who agree with them, and people over here who disagree with them, and then you got name calling, you got this and that, so you got a lot of confusion, amen? But they're wanting to do what's best for us. In your heart, whatever they want to do, they always say it's best for us. If you ask me, it sounds kind of confusing, and when you start calling people names, no matter what, you know that if I start calling you a name, what are we going to settle, amen? But that's what they're doing. That's the way they do it. But they want what's best for you. They want what's best for us, amen? But when you're not arguing with each other about whether you like this or not, or you want that or not, or you like this person or not, what have you accomplished in your life? What has it gained you? I mean, you're not going to change anybody's mind. You're really not. You understand? You can see it. You can see it on the news every day. Those people aren't going to change anything. They're not going to come because that's not who they are. Amen? So when you argue that, it doesn't change your life. Amen? We can talk about it, laugh about it, joke about it, but the bottom line is it doesn't move us. Amen? It doesn't move us in our life every day. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Amen.
They mean well. That's what their job is. And then you got it on television. All these medicines that they're coming out with, they mean well. They want to cure arthritis. They want to cure all these other ailments that you have. So on TV, they got Travis drug. This is a brand new drug. It's going to cure you of the problem that you have. And then you all laugh about it, but you all know it's true. As soon as they tell you about this drug, it's going to cure you. Because they want you to be healthy. Amen? That's what they want. It's not bad. It's good. They want, but right after they tell you, what did they tell you? The side effects. And you see, really? But you think that you might die. Well, maybe I'd rather have the arthritis. I'm just saying, people are trying to help. Doctors and scientists are working every day to cure cancer, and they're doing a great job. To cure diabetes, they're doing a great job. Treat, they're doing a great job. They want to help you. Amen?
Amen.
People read it. They want to see it. But faith in God pays dividends day one. Amen?
Amen.
Start believing God Because he wants to help you. Amen? He wants to help you individually. Here, he wants to help you. He wants to touch your life. He loves you. He knows you better than anybody else who thinks that they want to help you. They do, but they don't know you. They think what's best for you, but God knows you. Amen? So you start walking with God. You understand? And faith to see God at work. To see through the problem. How many can do that? Can see through the problem. I know you see somebody that's been walking with God for a while, and all of a sudden things are happening in his life, he falls away. He might get involved in things that you know he's not supposed to. You see God blessing him. You see good things happen, and he starts to walk away. That's when you got to stand in faith and see through the problem. Amen? You got to see what God has on the other end. You understand what I'm saying? You can't say when something bad is happening, is this all there is? Because God said, no, I'll take care of it. You have to stand in faith. You have to understand that living for God, following His Word, produces good. It produces prosperity. It produces peace. When you walk, you're planting seeds. You're laying a foundation. When you see people walking with the Lord and they fall away for a while, you just have to know. You have to know that God restores. Amen?
Amen.
But sometimes you have to let that person or that situation get to the direst of state. Right? You have to let that person fall as far as they're going to fall so when they look up, you can help them. And if you're not in the right place, in the right mind, if you're not in the Spirit of God, if you're not in strength, you won't be able to help them. Amen?
Amen.
And sometimes we do it to ourselves. Sometimes we put ourselves in this. In a situation to do. Yeah, we do. We do it ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
But God cannot deny His Word. He cannot deny His Word. He said, you repent, I restore. He said, you repent, I restore. I lift you up. And you know what happens when He restores you and you repent? It's better. You become better than you were before. You understand? You can fall away. You can do the most evil thing. And then you repent. And you fall away. You come back. You're better. You know why? Because now you know. Now you see it. Now you felt it. Now you lived it. God is moving in your life. And the last thing you ever want to do again is get back there. Amen?
Amen.
You've got to be strong and see through the problem. You can't let the problem consume you. Because that's the devil wanting to consume you. You say, why? I just can't believe in that. All these beautiful things, you say, no, they're going to be restored. Amen?
Amen?
God will restore what the devil steals. Amen?
Amen?
Our God is faithful. He not only restores, He restores stronger. But once you see that in your life, you can never want anything more than God's filling your blessing. One thing you must always do, like this is saying, you must look in the mirror. Every day, look in the mirror. Before you judge, question, ask, accuse, or blame, before you do that, look in the mirror. Check your heart. Check your words. Check your actions. You understand? You're going to blame somebody. You're mad at somebody. Look at it. Look in the mirror and say, okay, I know this isn't my fault, but oh, it isn't my fault. But what did I do? What can I do? I'm going to look in the mirror. I'm going to judge myself. I'm going to question myself. I'm going to see myself if there's anything in my heart. And it's not about passing blame. It's about God. Amen?
Amen.
It's about giving God a chance to work. So I tell you this. Letting God work in you first. When you look in the mirror, I'm not saying don't blame the other person. I'm not saying the other person's right. The other person, whatever situation. But when you look in the mirror first, that's letting God work in you first. Amen?
Amen.
You understand? Already, the situation begins to change. Yes, the situation already begins to change because now you're letting God work on you first. He's going to build your spirit, your strength up, your heart up. He's going to build on you first. And whatever it is, the situation's already starting to change. You grow stronger and see the situation differently. You become in a different place so that things are already changing. Who are we praying to? We're praying to the God of impossibles. Nothing is impossible with God. So if nothing is impossible, they didn't try to let him do that. And this is something that I read, one little line that I read in one of my books years ago that touched me. I hope it touches you. There are no great victories. No great victories spiritually in your life without great battles. You can't have victory if you don't have the battle. Now, I read a little bit. I wanted to share that with you. Now I'm going to give you some things to take with you. I'm going to give you some of God's words to change your life today. To show you that even though medicine is wonderful and the doctors are wonderful, that Jesus' medicine starts today. Amen. And it costs zero. You don't have to send the $19.95 every month. You don't have to sign up for a 2-year subscription. This is starts today. Amen. Hallelujah. You want help. You feel sick. How many people want to be healthy? God says, I got a way for you to be healthy. How many want prosperity? How many want peace? God says, I got a way. Now listen. Proverbs. All of these are in Proverbs. So I don't know where to read the Bible. Open up the Proverbs. The whole thing in there is for you. You, today, 2013, the last Sunday in September, is for you. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. A sound heart is life to the body. Whose body? The people in Washington? No. The vote? No. Whose body? Your body. And who's telling you that? God is telling you that. Here's one right now. The word anxiety. I looked it up. We all know what the word means, but I looked it up because I want to tell you, it's a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, uncertainty, agitated about life and future. That's anxiety. Anybody ever have anxiety? We all have it once in a while. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. They don't have a medicine to fix that. They have a medicine to make you feel, but they don't have a medicine that will fix that. Let me take the pill and you don't have anxiety. But God says, but a good word makes it glad. Anxiety in the heart, that's where you live right there, that's your feelings or emotions. Of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. Somebody says something nice to you, tell me what you feel. Great. Somebody tells you how good you play, tell me you feel good. Somebody tells you how wonderful you sing, you feel. Somebody comes up to you, didn't even know, said you sang that song better than Patsy Cline. Your heart. I didn't even want to say about it, but your heart. Amen? Somebody tells you something good at work. What do you feel? Good. Your boss comes up and says, George, you did a great job today. What do you feel? Good. Where's your depression? Gone. What did you take for it? A good word. Amen? Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. Your worrying causes depression. Anybody worried? Depression. Nervousness? Depression. Uneasy? Uncertainty? Agitated? Listen, we don't go through life without worrying. Amen? We don't go through life without that. And we all do it. You say, I'll pray for you. You got to say, you got me. Because when they're the person going through it, that's the one that's got the problem with depression. That's the one that's got the fear. Amen? You got to give them that strength. You got to tell them. You got to show them. That's why we give testimony. So one person can say, well, I had a knee replacement. Oh, yeah, I had a knee replacement last year. I feel great. It's the best thing I ever did. And that person says, I'm ready to go. Let's do it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pleasant words. Proverbs are like a honeycomb. Sweetness to the soul, and listen to this, health to the body.
Amen.
You want to heal somebody, you want somebody sad, somebody in your life who's sad, you want to make them feel better, give them pleasant words. Proverbs 16:24.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. While I'm on that, I want to share this with you. Please stay with me because I'm talking about God's Word. Hallelujah. Proverbs 24:13 says this. Solomon says, "My son, eat honey because it is good, and a honeycomb which is sweet to your taste." Tell you two things in the Bible that really mean. Why would they tell me in the Bible to eat honey? Unless God said it's good for us. Amen?
Amen.
It's good for us in the morning, maybe with your tea, maybe just a spoonful of it sometimes during the day. I tell you that if it's in the Bible, you're not crazy. If you go out today and buy, because they got honey from right here in this area, and they say it's always best to buy honey from the area because of everything and all the things that from the trees and the bees. But I will tell you, go out and buy some honey. You say, "Pastor, are you serious?" I say, "Yeah, I am." Because it says so in the Bible. Why would it say that and me not do it? Listen, it's not unpleasant, amen? But there's things in that. God telling us that there's something in that natural. He made the bees. The bees made the honey, and God said, "Eat it. It's pleasant for your body, the honeycomb." And there's one other thing. And if you can't have alcohol, trust me, the Bible doesn't necessarily talk about the wine that's fermented and really strong. But Paul tells Timothy, you don't forget to have a glass of wine for your stomach, which is. Timothy had a problem with his stomach. Who knows? It doesn't say what it was. It doesn't say what the ailment was. Could have been any kind of disease. And Paul is telling you, don't forget, Timothy. By the way, don't forget, have a glass of wine with some. As a pastor, I'm just telling you what's in this book. It's not magic. There's no gold on the ceiling. I'm just telling you what's in this book. If you went out today and bought a box of wine, or a bottle of wine, it's not very expensive. And you had a glass of it at night before bed. You have a glass of it during the afternoon. Just one glass. Don't. And if you're an alcoholic or somebody, you say, "I can't." Then you have to get wine that's not out. You can get that. It's great. It's every store. But when you do it, say, "Lord, I'm doing this because, well, it said in your word that it might help my stomach. It might help me. And I'm having this honey because you're saying in your word that it might be good for me." It says right here. Hallelujah. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb. Wow. Honey, sweetness to the soul, and health to the bones. Health to the bone. You say that I don't have to go to a doctor to get healthy bones. I say, yes, right here. My son, eat honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to your taste. I would just ask you, if you got a mind to, because I do it. We do it. We have to buy wine. You don't have to buy. Well, this is wine that's so inexpensive. But have a glass and try. Just talk to God when you do it. It's something that you can say between you and Him. Say, "Your pastor just said it's in the Bible." That's something that you can try. It's not crazy. Amen. Are you with me? When a man's ways please the Lord, this is something. How many people fight with other people? You fight with other people. You got arguments with other people. You got discussions with other people. When a man's ways please the Lord, when you walk in the ways of the Lord, when you're walking as best as you can, listen to what happens. He makes even his enemies be at peace with him. So ends the war, amen?
Amen.
You don't have to fight with anybody. You start walking in the ways of the Lord, and he'll make even your enemies be at peace with you. Hallelujah. This is beautiful. Listen to this, and tell me in your spirit that this doesn't feel good. A word fitly spoken, a nice word, is like apples of gold in settings of silver, like an earring of gold in ornament of fine gold. Amen?
Amen.
Kind words, fitly spoken, changes people's lives. It changes people's lives, brothers. It changes the way you walk. You'll change her life. When you're talking to your children, we got the kids and the grandkids. When you're talking to your children, use what we're talking about today. It will change their lives. Right here. Right here. Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is it right here. You ready? A soft answer turns away wrath. soft answer turns away wrath. You get mad and the first thing you want to do is start swearing or start yelling and start howling. If you just stop and give a soft answer, it turns away the wrath. It changes the situation like that. Amen?
Amen.
God, hallelujah. A merry heart does good, like medicine. Right here in the Bible. Proverbs 17:22. You want good medicine? You want medicine with good side effects? I mean, we laugh about that, but you see it on TV every day. I would be afraid, I'll be honest with you, to take something that had so many more side effects than the problem I wanted to take care of. I know they want my best. I know they care about me. But I'm telling you, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones. So I want to work every day to have a merry heart. I want to remove anxiety. I want to remove doubt. I want to remove the fears. I want God in my life. Amen? A merry heart does good like medicine. That's God medicine. Doesn't cost you $19.95. You just said it. You don't have to sign up for 2 years. God said a merry heart does good like medicine. Hallelujah. And one more. Thank you for listening. I hope you want to write these down. These are all in Proverbs. You can go home and read them. And you'll see so many beautiful ones. I had to pick out ones that I love. But this is a beautiful one. Proverbs 17:9. He who covers a transgression seeks love. But he who repeats a matter separates friends. You know what that word is? Gossip.
They say money's perfect food. But in Proverbs 25:27, so don't eat too much honey.
Yeah, don't eat too much honey. That's right. That's too sweet, isn't it? He's absolutely right. Proverbs 25:2. Let me say it one more time in a different way. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, Mark Bush. No matter what you've done in your life, no matter how many things you thought you fell short, well, guess what God's going to do? He's not telling anybody. He's a confidential kind of God, amen? It's between you and him, amen?
Amen.
It says, hallelujah. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out the matter. Other people want to tell you. Tell all of you. You see it every day with this girl. You know what he did. Well, you know what she did. You know what he said. You know what she said. Well, what does that add to? Nothing. What does that change? Nothing. Amen? But God's word says, the glory of God conceals the matter. These are all for you. Today, brothers and sisters, if you just hang out with some of those, just go home and read the Proverbs. It'll change your life. One of them. You might find one in here that I can read because there's 31 books of it, 31 chapters. Beautiful. Beautiful. One after the other, after the other. And it's medicine without a side effect. Amen?
Amen.
God's medicine for you. Today, let God change you. Be not a hearer of the word, but be the doer. Who wants to be the doer? Be the doer of the word. Who wants to influence, or who wants to be influenced? If you want influence, be a doer of the word. Give him praise and glory this morning. Hallelujah. Too late. With God, it's never too late. Hallelujah.